Hi. I already know it's gonna be a good day when you wake me up by caressing my cheek. Good morning. No kisses. I have bad morning breath. And I'll feel bad because it looks like you've been up for a while. And I don't want to ruin that. Yeah. All right. Give me all the kisses. Good. I slept really, really well this time. Practically slept like a rock. I did have a dream though. Throughout the night, I had like random dreams, but one in particular that I remember is I went to a Backstreet Boys concert with my mom, and all I could remember of that was me crying my eyes out while my mom was eating avocado toast. And in a way, it's not really that weird because I am in love with Backstreet Boys and my mom's in love with avocado. So in a way, I just kind of see it as a regular day. How'd you sleep? Yeah, that's good. You made me breakfast? Oh, baby. Thank you. What'd you make? Scrambled eggs. I love scrambled eggs. Ooh, that sounds really good. But yes, I'm mostly excited for the scrambled eggs. You know how I am with them. What time is it? You woke me up 2 hours before I had to leave for work. You really are the love of my life. Thank you. You know too well. There you go with you judging about why I wake up early. Look, I wake up early because I can take my time getting ready. And by the time I actually get ready, it's probably about like 30, 15, 30 minutes till I actually have to get out of the door and go to work. So I can just take my time, go stop at Starbucks for a hot minute, and then go and then be on my way. And I can do all of that and be at work on time. See? You gotta think like a winner. You're welcome. That's why I'm in your life. This is why I'm in your life. Stop judging me. I feel like this entire relationship is just you judging me. But you say that you're not judging me, but I know for a fact that you're judging me. Which I'm not mad about because you have the right to judge me, but you're saying that you're not judging me, but I know for a fact that you're judging me. Which is perfectly fine. But I'm just waiting for you to admit it one day. I know it's not gonna be today, but still, I'm waiting. Don't do this to me. And the best part about waking up early is that I can relax in bed and not be urged. I'm sorry, I was falling asleep. What was I saying? Best part about waking up earlier than you need to, so I can take my time with getting ready. You look really nice today. Wait, why are you wake? Why are you up early? You have to go to work early? Okay. What? I like what you're wearing. Are those the shoes that I got you for your birthday? Really? Yes. You look good. You look very good today. You look very scrumptious today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, what's today? Oh, fuck. I have to stay late at work tonight. I have to work on a project. The due date soon, and I really just want to crank it out and not worry about it last minute, so. I'm sorry. I don't want to miss date night. I'm tired. I don't want to miss dinner with you, but girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. Yep. Ugh. Okay. I'm awake. Look at me. I am awake. Okay. Let me take. Oh, shit. I forgot to. I'm running out of my medication. And I was gonna get some today. But then I realized last minute that I had to stay late for work. And by the time I'm out of work, the pharmacy would be closed. Whatever, I'll just try to get it tomorrow. That's why I'm telling you this, so you can help me remember. Remember, you have a better memory than I do. And I remember that part. That's the only thing I remember. Oh, God. It's cold in this house. Give me the sweatshirt. Yeah, I know it's your sweatshirt, but give me that sweatshirt. I'm cold. I need to go to the bathroom to get ready. Don't give me that look. Can I have it, please? Please? You want me to do the puppy dog eyes for you? Because I will. I will give you that signature move. Alright. You asked for it. Please. Can I please have your sweatshirt? Only wear it to go to the bathroom. I promise. Mm-hmm. After I come back from the bathroom, then I can get ready. Mm-hmm. Please. Thank you. Yeah. God, I love wearing this. Makes me feel all snuggly. I also like wearing your stuff because it smells and feels like you. Hence why I've stolen a bajillion of your sweatshirts already. And your sweatpants. Yes, I'm aware that your sweatpants look very big on me. However, I look cute and I feel nice. There you go again with the judgment. That's just rude. You're very rude. This is a better side. Yeah, standing up and looking at how attractively, beautifully, hotly handsome my man is. I'm trying to compliment you. Wow.
Is this how I look in the morning? Oh. Wow, I'm so pretty. You see that? See that little drool in the corner of my mouth? Yeah. That's hot, baby. I'm aware that's hot. Yeah. I'm washing my face and brushing my teeth. Are you gonna sit there on the toilet watching me? Honey, I'm not calling you a creep, but I'm calling you a creep. Just for a moment. Because I say it out of love. And weirdness. But mostly love, I promise. Most of the time, I'm funny. Other times, I'm just cringy. Take a guess at what time of these are. I'm so tired. I can't speak. Oh my god. Anyways, I'm gonna shut up and just wash my face. Scrub-a-dub-dub on my hands. Because I bought so much of, like, my skincare stuff, and, like, that one time I bought, what is it? Like, that remote, face washer thing that, it washes your face for you. I do this thing where I scrub my face with it really, really hard, and not only does it irritate my skin, but it also, what is that? It also leaves my face very red. It's not very attractive. So I'm not willing to deal with that much more. So for the next couple of weeks, I'm just gonna wash with my hands. But the thing is, like, I feel more, how do you say it? I feel more efficient. I feel more, I'm a writer and I can't figure out word right now. I feel more clean. Sure. I feel more clean with using the automatic brush. But I can't at the moment, which really, really sucks. So right, I don't like using my hands. I feel like it doesn't do anything with me, anything with my face. Because I have very fucked up skin. Some days it's oily, some days it's really, really dry. Other days can be like both oily, both really like crappy dry, and like it's annoying. And like I feel like once when I wash my face with my hands, it doesn't affect anything. I don't know. I've been feeling like this for a while. I have a lot of feelings. Exactly. You know me too well, because yeah. Are you still making? That's the problem, because I'm staying late, so I. Are you still making the chicken parm? You don't have to if you don't want to. Because I know you were going to make it for me. But I'm not going to be there to eat it with you. Are you sure? Okay. That's fine. I just feel bad. I just feel bad because I don't want you to do more than you already do. And, yeah. Really? Okay. So you're making the chicken parm. We're out of garlic bread. Wait. Oh, but I can't. I was gonna stop by before I come home to buy garlic bread, but I'm gonna be late. So I just wanna chip in and do something. Fuck it, I'm bringing ice cream. Cause we both deserve it. We both deserve it after being very hardworking adults. Also, as what they say in Parks and Recreation, treat yourself. And guess what, honey? We are treating ourselves tonight. Did I just open a scab on my face? Oh my god. I did. I opened a new scab. Whatever. I tried. Anyway. Washing my face. Check. Mm-hmm. What did that happen? What did that happen? Really? Well, I'm not surprised. Yeah. Also, wait. Your mom's birthday is next week. I don't know why that just randomly popped in my head. I don't know why. I don't know why, but your mom's birthday just popped in my head right now. It's next week, which means your sister's birthday is next Saturday, because your mom's birthday is next Tuesday. Next Saturday, my brother's birth. Oh my god, there's so many birthdays coming up. Why are there so many birthdays coming up? September. September's a busy month for not even just birthdays, but just everyone in general. It's really fucking messed up. If I do say so myself. Yeah, I opened a scab on my face by accident. So now I'm bleeding. I love it here. I didn't ask for it, but I love it here. Ugh. Anyways.
I can't find it and I'm brushing my teeth. I can't find it and I'm brushing my teeth.
I said I can't say anything right now because I'm brushing my teeth. Yeah? Yeah, I understand. Well, God, just ramble on about something ramble on about something while I brush my teeth, because I like hearing your voice. It gives me enjoyment. I don't know.
Told me you were buying that game. How we could play it? How is it? Really? Wow.
Because I assumed it was going to be completely different than the last version of it.
Yeah. Well, for instance,
you know how I feel with Sims.
Literally everyone and their mother knows how I feel about Sims.
Here's the thing. Sims 1, 2, and 3, they're fine. I don't have a problem with them. They're pretty cool. Sims 4 can literally go to the trash. It's not good. It's not good. It's not efficient. I can't. No, thank you. No, thank you with that. No. Listen, we are two different people. and being different, being very different, livens up a relationship. Like, for instance, you like avocados, I don't like avocados. You like coffee, I don't like coffee. You like Sims 4, I do not like Sims 4. All right? Okay? Deal with it. All right? Don't give me that. Listen, I can talk all of this because you... I'm rubbing my eye. I can't talk, hold on. There we go. I can say all of this shit because you were judging me, so therefore I'm judging you. Yes. I'm just not ready for another work day. I'm just... I don't want to deal with unnecessary people with their unnecessary problems and their unnecessary voices. Like, Karen, deal with your shit somewhere else. We got work to do. God. Like, I don't want to be here either, but someone's got to get paid. Someone's got to do shit in the house. I mean, you do shit in the house, but someone's got to do shit in the house with my life. But people just need to stop complaining. And I hate the fact that I'm complaining, but people complaining. It's just a never-ending cycle at this point. Look at us. Just look at us in the mirror. We're just a cute couple. I don't know. I like looking at you. Yeah. Especially, like, from a lower angle. Like, I'll sit in the toilet. I'll look up at you. Aw. Aw. I just really like looking at you. Makes me happy. I don't know, it's just... Like, when I'm with you, all of my troubles go away. All the bad shit evaporates, and I guess it's not more of, like, the rainbows and sunshine and unicorns piling up in my head, but it's just... It's calming. Because, you know me, my head is always spinning and my mind is always racing and it's very tiring, but, like, I don't know. When I'm with you, it's like the world stops and everything is calming and peaceful and just manageable for once. So, yeah. Let me just look at you for a little bit more. Especially looking at that. You look really, really good, babe. Mm-hmm. And it sucks that I'm coming home late. Because if I wasn't coming home late, I would do a lot of things with you and for you. Mm-hmm. No, I'm coming home late. I'm gonna act like a freaking hog and go to bed early. But hey, our day off together is in like 3 days. I'm excited. I'm excited. That means we'll have the whole day together, do whatever we want. Whatever we want. We can do anything. We can do each other all we want. But the one thing that must happen, the one thing that must happen, is that we have to. I'm sitting up so I can look you dead in the eye. We have to finish Game of Thrones. We have been sitting and not watching it for how long now? Because we just keep making out. Either make it out or we fall asleep. We don't finish. We barely even watch it. We just fall asleep or we just continue on with another show of our own in the bedroom. In the bedroom. So this time, we're going to buckle down. We're gonna watch Game of Thrones. We're gonna have a great time. I'm buying more of the ice cream so we can have some tonight and that day. We're gonna have a great time. It's gonna be just the two of us. What we need is just each other. And the stuffed animal that I got you for your birthday last year. Listen, I'm aware that your favorite animal are elephants, but I didn't know it was that powerful that you wanted me to buy not one, but two stuffed animal elephants. Listen, I have a huge ass stuffed unicorn in the corner of our room. I'm not judging. If anything, our stuffed animals can be friends. Be more than friends. Ooh, scandalous. Let's kick some ass, babe. Let's kick some dirty fucking ass today. Time's up. You gotta go. Hey, I still got an hour and a half to kill before I have to leave, so. Maybe I'll do some things to myself to remind me of how much I love you. How much I want you. Maybe. Just a little. I'll see you later tonight. One more kiss. Hold on. Stay right here. One more kiss. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love you. Like a lot. I always love you. All right. Have a good day.